friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, there are several items mentioned in the Bible, the location of which remain a mystery. Yet, if found, would have a tremendous impact on society. One of those items is the Ark of the Covenant. Is there any chance it will ever be found?
Perhaps, but there are some people such as Protestant writer Michael Snyder who seems sure of it. This week he wrote he was closely watching for an announcement about the discovery of the Ark of the Covenant. Then he says, so where is it today? He says the answer is actually very simple. It's still in the cave under the Temple Mount where Jeremiah hid it in order to keep it from being carried away by the Babylonians. And then for his proof that it's got to be found, he decided that Daniel chapter 9:27 needs to be reworded. And he said a correct translation would be something like, the covenant will be confirmed or strengthened with many for 1 week. And he says, so the discovery and public unveiling of the Ark would definitely confirm that God's covenant with Israel has always existed and that it still exists today.
Is that verse from Daniel talking about the Ark of the Covenant?
No, not at all. It's not a prophecy about that Ark. It has to do with the prophesied peace deal, which will essentially set off the prophetic countdown for to the start of the Great Tribulation, as was to the return of Jesus 7 years after the deal is confirmed by a prince who later rises up to become the king of the North, beast power. Anyway, as far as Michael Snyder goes, he posted some other things about it, including some stuff from the Temple Institute, which is a place I visited in Jerusalem myself. He says the Temple Institute says we've always known exactly where the Ark is. And it's in a chamber, and they believe that King Josiah hid it. Then Michael Snyder writes, but we all agree where it is right now. It's in a cave under the Temple Mount, and it will stay there until the time comes for it to be revealed.
Do we really all agree the Ark is under the Temple Mount? And if so, why don't we just go get it?
Well, actually, everybody does not agree.
Okay.
Furthermore, it's been claimed that the Muslims who control the area known as the Temple Mount won't let people dig deep enough in order to bring it up. Now, I decided to go back to the Temple Institute's Facebook page to see what else they had to say about it. So let me read some from them. According to Jewish tradition, the original Ark was hidden away thousands of years ago, sometime before the Babylonian invasion by order of King Josiah. The hiding place had been prepared by King Solomon himself, who knew by virtue of prophetic vision, by the way, the prophetic vision is not in scripture, that the temple would ultimately be destroyed. It was hidden away in a subterranean chamber beneath the Holy Temple. Some sages believe it was hidden directly beneath the Holy of Holies, and other sages believe it was hidden away beneath the woman's court. And of course, none of that's in the Bible. Now, there actually was a person by the name of Vendell Jones claimed he found it back in April 1992, and he was doing some digging and that he had gotten a stop by there. There's an archaeological report about this, and they say there's excavations going on in Israel to look for it, and they're looking at this other town called Abu Ghosh, which is a village out near Jerusalem, and so they're still looking for that. And they said that the Ark continues to be a source of fascination. The Ark was eventually brought from Kiriath-Jearim to Jerusalem by King David, but disappeared when the city was destroyed by the Babylonians. And we know from scripture that David originally brought it in there, and he was pleased when he'd done it. But David removed the Ark from Kiriath-Jearim, so it seemed that it's not been taken back there for safekeeping. But maybe that's a possibility.
I've heard that the Ark may be in Ethiopia. Is that a possibility?
Well, as far as that goes, the main location story about it seems to contradict scripture. I have a report from 1710 that I read, and it talks about this, and it's not biblically possible. They believe that there was a particular son of Solomon who brought it there. Yet the Ethiopians have long believed it was there again, based on a son of Solomon who's not mentioned in the Bible, who supposedly brought it there.
Well, why is it not a biblical possibility that the ark is in Ethiopia?
Well, because the Bible shows well after Solomon's sons would have been gone, died, the ark was still in Jerusalem, because you know, Solomon was around about 1000 BC. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verses 1 through 3, it talks about King Josiah. Now, he was there from around 640 to 609 BC. And in there, verse 3, it says, put the holy ark in the house of which Solomon, the son of David, built. Okay, so the Bible clearly says it was not in Ethiopia at this time.
Okay.
And so maybe it was a fake ark. We don't know. Now, there's been other people who've had various ideas about this. One, that, by the way, is that the Ark of the Covenant is in Ireland. And actually, last May, my wife Joyce and I visited two locations that people thought it might be. The one is called the Hill of Tara. And it's been highly excavated by people who thought that the Ark was there, and they didn't find it. There's this other spot that's known as Karn T. But it had so many pagan symbols about it, to me, it seemed unlikely it would be there. Okay. On the other hand, there are groups who say that the Ark of the Covenant is in Tara, and that the implication is very soon the Ark of the Covenant is going to be found. Perhaps it will be. As far as the Ark itself goes, it's first mentioned in Exodus chapter 25, starting in verse 10, says you shall make an ark of acacia wood, cover it with gold, et cetera, and you'll put in it the Ark of the Testimony. Now, the Bible is clear that the Ark of the Covenant is or will be in heaven. The book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 11, verse 19. Then the temple of God was opened in heaven. That's, by the way, where God's temple is these days, other than what he's doing to the church and Christians. The Ark of his covenant was seen in his temple. And there were lightnings, noises, thunderings, and earthquakes, and great hail.
Is it possible for a physical ark to be in what I perhaps erroneously assume to be a spiritual location?
Yeah, it's possible, because God could do it different ways. The Bible didn't say how he's going to do it.
Okay.
Now, interestingly, you've got the Muslims, by the way, believe that the Ark of the Covenant is going to be found near the end times. And the Roman Catholics, by the way, one of their prophets said that the discovery of the Ark of the Covenant will happen, and Enoch and Elijah will restore various things. So they think it's going to be found. Now, we know for a fact that there's an Ark of the Covenant in heaven. It might be the only one there. But since you've got Islamic and Roman Catholic prophecy suggesting it might be found, maybe some will point to the Ark in Ethiopia or Jerusalem as proof that their prophecies are fulfilled. Maybe even Ireland or other kinds of places. Now, by the way, others have said that the Ark is really on the other side of Jerusalem. Okay. In October 2013, when I was trying to take some pictures of what looks to be the original church building of that was built in Jerusalem, there's some stones still left. I was approached by a Jewish rabbi by the name of Abraham Goldstein of the Diaspora of Yeshiva. He asked me why I was there, and I told him. And he said that he wants to do excavations under the eastern side, and is convinced that that's actually where the Ark of the Covenant is. And he actually invited me and the church to be involved in this exercise looking for it, and told me that the next time I went to Jerusalem, he'd help me. He'd bring me down there. I haven't been back, so we haven't tried to do it. But if I do go back, I do plan to contact him. And again, this is under what's generally called Mount Zion on the Western Hill. Okay. So it's a different location than people have thought. And by the way, in 2 Samuel 6, verses 15 to 19, it says that the Ark was at Mount Zion at one point in time. But in 1 Kings 8, verses 1 through 13, it said it was removed from Mount Zion. And Solomon says, assembled the elders, they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant from the Lord, from the city of David, which is Zion. And Solomon spoke talk about a house, and he'll dwell there for God forever.
Wasn't the ark moved from Jerusalem prior to the destruction by the Babylonians?
We don't know. The Bible doesn't make it clear. However, some believe that it was. I mentioned Mount Zion in Psalm 132. We read about arise, verse 8, arise, O Lord, you and the ark of your strength. If you skip down to verse 13, it says, for the Lord has chosen Zion. He's desired it for his dwelling place and my resting place forever. So perhaps that, again, the rabbi who approached me is right. He knows where it was. You know, Solomon wanted the ark to be in the temple that he built as the house of God forever. But God had David write down Zion was his chosen location. So if the Ark of the Covenant is found, and it's now below the Church of God and Jerusalem's western hill known as Mount Zion, or perhaps another area called Zion, that would have ramifications for the world as well as for the continuing Church of God.
Remember sometime in the past, you had mentioned a dream from someone in New Zealand that may have something to do with the Ark. How does that dream tie in to the Ark of the Covenant?
Well, she had a dream, and parts of it were fulfilled within a month or so of her having the dream.
Okay.
But then toward the end of the dream, she saw there was a secret in the mountain. So that kind of is like a mountain, Mount Zion or whatever. And what's the secret? And I received a message in my mind, this woman said, who told me the secrets in the mountain is the Ark of the Covenant. And the dream abruptly ended. Now, biblically, mountains can symbolize government or purity. Clouds around it could be some type of a separation. It's possible the dream was a signal to confirm the Philadelphia mantle was no longer in the group she was part of, but instead associated with somebody who became part of the continuing Church of God, or somebody has something to do with the Ark of the Covenant.
Are you suggesting that the continuing Church of God may actually be involved with the Ark of the Covenant? And if so, what might that involvement be?
Well, there's a couple of different possibilities. One is, again, presuming I go back to Jerusalem, perhaps we will actually be involved in actually finding it or something along that line. The other thing is that the Ark of the Covenant had the Ten Commandments and various other things. And before I'd heard that dream, I actually mentioned about doing something from the Old Testament that hadn't been done in any Church of God that I had been part of or that woman had been done. And to me, that was also related to the covenant. Okay. So whether that was it or not, I don't know. Scripture hasn't made it clear if we're actually going to find it. But again, we've been watching it. I've been to a few places that supposedly it's at, and we'll see what God has in mind in terms of the Ark of the Covenant and us potentially finding the Ark of the Covenant. But at minimum, we know that there is an Ark of the Covenant in heaven. One on earth maybe was supposed to be a replication of it. Maybe God's going to, maybe that Ark still exists, and maybe it doesn't. But whether or not there's a temple location of the Ark or under Mount Zion, developments related to the Ark of the Covenant may well have prophetic ramifications if anybody finds it and finds something people believe it is in the next few years.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.